Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That song is so growing on me. It's Jordan Silver hanging out with you. Good morning, Buzz family. I want to take you back to around 10 a.m. yesterday on this show.
I have a feeling I'm going to be driving everybody to work tomorrow, so I will be in that seat tomorrow. More than likely.
Yeah, you know what's awesome? Living next to teacher. Because teacher will pick you up.
When are you going to get a new, like, Midwest appropriate car?
You know what, though? That little Mini Cooper has made it. On Friday? Shoot.
Yeah? It did good?
It did good. I mean, it made it. Got from point A to point B, which was surprising because it was pretty slippery.
How long did it take you to get from work to home?
6 years. The whole time I was driving, I was thinking of this conversation I had with Laszlo before I took the job about how it snows here.
Y'all speak for yourself. I ain't doing it. F all of that. I'm an LSMO. If I can't get out of that subdivision, Journey, go ahead and come on in.
I told you I have a spare room.
You can cuddle with Jones
and the cat.
I got two dogs I got to take care of.
A boyfriend. I know you love boyfriend a lot.
I do.
So.
I like boyfriend's beard a lot.
I know. You can just curl up and... Yeah. Bring you to work tomorrow.
Listen, I am not sacrificing life or limb. I'm being honest, y'all. I'll just be real with you. If I can't get out of that subdivision, going back in sight.
That's the winning attitude.
So I risked life and limb for you because I love you and you are worth it. Also, shout out to my 2014 Mini Cooper because bitch made it here. And shout out to our heroes that are plowing and salting and taking care of us all day. What can I do for you? What do you want to hear? What do you need? You've been out there risking life and limb for us as well. 576-7965.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Shade with Trampoline. It's Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. And as the daughter of a truck driver, I have never appreciated that more than since I moved to Kansas City. The fact that you drive in this weather is insane. And then those big cars, big trucks, it's ridiculous to me. Carl texted in. He said that he's been working on the roads all night, plowing in Kansas. I'll tell you, one of the first things that I learned about Kansas City is knowing where the Missouri-Kansas border is on the highway, because the Kansas side is plowed and the Missouri side is not. I learned that, and it's pretty darn true. Carl says that he's living off coffee and officially, as of today, hates snow. So he wants me to play a snow song. You can't hate a snow love song, can you?
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5, The Buzz.
So I got a text from Kurt who said, quote, I drove in this mess slow and low, you know. I understand the slow part, but what does the low mean? He drove from Shawnee to KCK, works in a chem lab, wants to hear some Wombats. So let's do it for him.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and Friends, check. Just don't
let me down. God, when I heard that song the first 500,000 times, it's a great song. I love it. That was the Kooks, Naive. I thought that the line was, I know that she knows that I'm not fond of Rasta. Yes. That is what I thought. That one went out to Casey in Lawrence, who is braving the snow to go to work. We all feel you, Casey. Everybody is over this. Everybody is over this. Casey has great taste in music, and I am so stoked to play this one for Jen, who wants to hear this before a conference call at 7 o'clock. Hey, you can be a little late to this conference call because every single note of this song is absolute perfection. If this isn't on your gym playlist, I don't know what you're doing. Ex-Ambassadors with Boom on The Buzz.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
When is spring break? It's Jordan Silver hanging out with you. You know what's weird is when you're online and you spend a specific amount of time on someone's personal social media, more than anyone else's, right? So then they show up on the top of your feed all the time and you're like, damn it, I'm caught. Yeah. doing the Buzz Family Creep right now. Not the person that's at the top of my list. I feel like I have to tell you that right now. Cassidy Capello said on Facebook, nothing like a power outage at 4:20 a.m. this winter to make you really annoyed. Oh, I haven't had one yet, but wow. I am sorry about that. That seems like the worst. Michelle Bullock put a Bob Ross painting meme. So it's like picture Bob Ross and then a background. It's white. And it says, I call this Kansas. See how I layered the snow on top of the other snow on top of the other snow. I wish that snow was gold. That's what I was thinking when I was driving here this morning. If this was gold, it would be awesome. Brandy tweeted, you know the best way for your dreams to come true? Wake up. Okay. It's a little too deep for this morning. As deep as the snow. Party Pony on Twitter. I drove to the gym at 4:45 a.m. It's a little slick, but nothing terrible if you pay attention. Going to the gym in this? Party Pony, you're a hero. And at Lil Green KC tweeted, if my oldest kid had a kid when they were super young, I could be a grandma before I'm 40. That's worse to think about than the upcoming storm that's coming again.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
Jordan Silver hanging out with you this morning on 96.5 The Buzz, Jordan Silver and Friends. And I found this song yesterday through one of my friends. And usually at 7:30, I play you something either brand new or something really good that's old. But today, I actually found something brand new. So it's great. The band is called The Aces. I want to say they're like Haim, but catchier, if that makes any sense. This is definitely a summery song, but we can dream about warmth, can't we? Just turn the heat up in your car all the way up. Don't close your eyes, though, and think about summer. Just turn the heat way up in your car. Seat warmers. We'll think about summer with this one. The Aces are an all-girl alt band from Utah. Been together 10 years. This one right here is called Volcano Love.
She's the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world. And she does an alternative morning show. How is this going to work? It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning.
I'm on fire, baby.
I misspoke. Excuse me. It's called Volcanic Love. Volcanic Love. That band is The Aces, an all-girl alt band out of Utah. Got a couple texts in. People really liked it. Kind of sounds like the female 1975, someone said. Someone else said, sounds like Churches. Totally, totally know what you mean with that. And if you liked it more, let us know what you think. 96500. That was The Aces with Volcanic Love on The Buzz.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5. The Buzz.
So Muse is getting ready for their Simulation Theory tour, and they've been giving us little clips of what to expect on the show. Their latest teaser, backup dancers. I'm serious. Backup dancers. I Googled. I didn't see that they've done that before. That is just very, very interesting. Backup dancers. Santo Gold is performing her self-debut album. It's the 10th anniversary. She's doing a tour with that. And that's the album that has LES Artistes, Shove It, Creator, Lights Out, Unstoppable. It's one of those good rewind albums if you're feeling in the mood for something older. And on this day in 2009, the White Stripes played We Are Going to Be Friends on the final episode of Late Night with Conan O'Brien. It would actually be their last performance ever together because they broke up 2 years later. In entertainment news, that FaceTime bug where people can eavesdrop on you, that's been fixed, but there's a new problem. A new bug. It's not so bad, but you can't three-way FaceTime call anybody right now, which better be the only kind of three-way that you are doing. Also, when is the last time that you saw a VHS tape? It's been a minute, right? Well, if you stop into an Urban Outfitters, they're currently selling 5, quote, old comedy VHS tapes for $40 as part of a nostalgia boom. Yeah. I remember I needed a VCR for something a couple years ago, and I went to an estate sale. There was one on sale. It was $5, but there was blood on it. And I cleaned off the blood, and it worked totally fine. Those things never die. And in odd news, drivers in Australia are going to be the first in the world to be able to get an emoji symbol for their license plate. Yeah, starting March 1st, you can get a symbol for LOL, for the wink, for sunglasses, for heart, and for smile. Wait a minute. What? Hold on. No, Laszlo, you can't get the eggplant emoji.
Should I stay or should I go?
Okay, so a little bit of a pop punk deal going on right there. It sounds it's kind of like our song for going to work. Should I stay at home or should I go? Getting such cabin fever with what's going on with the weather and everything. But so I read this morning. People are confused about a specific line in Blink-182's What's My Age Again. I mean, we've heard the song a billion times. That's probably actually the number of times we've heard the song because it's been out for 20 years. It came out in 1999. So the line, I'll play it for you. Just sing along to this and just sing what you're used to saying because I've been singing it right, but a lot of people singing it wrong.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right.
So it's in there. It's in there. Do it one more time.
It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right.
So Mark Hoppus was on Twitter. Someone was tweeting him something. And he goes, I wore cologne to get the feeling right, which is always what I thought that line was. But I guess people have been hearing it, I walk alone to get the feeling right, which makes no sense. But hear it again, thinking if you can hear, I walk alone.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right.
Right? I wore cologne to get the feeling right. It's like that Laurel thing that happened a couple years ago.
Jordan Silver and Friends, broadcasting live from the Sporting KC studio.
Looking to give away these Buzz Under the Stars tickets. Hello, The Buzz. What's up?
Nothing. On my way to work.
No way. You have to go?
I know, right? Yep. Flower shop. So we got to deliver.
Since you're risking your life for flowers, you get to go to Buzz Under the Stars.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I so appreciate it.
So what's your first name, my friend?
My first name's Octavio.
I love that name.
Jordan, I've so enjoyed listening to you. Thank you so much.
Dude, thank you very much. I want to see you at the show, so drive safe,
please.
Sounds like
a plan. Bye.
All right, bye.
Welcome back to Hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Oh, there's a lot of news.
And now the news.
The news and me clearing my throat, basically. So on this day in 2009, the White Stripes played We Are Going to Be Friends for the final episode of Late Night with Conan O'Brien. It would be their last performance together ever as they broke up officially 2 years later. That happened on this day in 2009. And sad news, in 2003 on this day, that fire breaks out after a pyro mishap at a Great White concert in Rhode Island, and it killed 100 people that couldn't get out. That is such a sad, sad situation. There's videos and documentaries on it. Check it out. And on this day in 1967, Kurt Cobain was born. So he's a Pisces, basically. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, my God, it's my mother's birthday soon. What do you get the woman that has no heart? Kurt Cobain got a guitar for his 14th birthday and tried to master Stairway to Heaven. I'm not going to play Stairway to Heaven, but I am going to play some Kurt Cobain and Nirvana.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, this is just an absolute pleasant surprise.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What's wrong? You can tell me.
I'm just doing this all alone, you know.
Oh, were you lonely?
No, not lonely.
I would think that sometimes that's a nice, pleasant surprise.
To be alone?
Yes.
I'm alone a lot.
Are you?
Laszlo, I think you know this.
At home, but I'm saying here, because when I come in later than you, and you're usually gone, and I come in, and there's, like, I look at it now, and there's salespeople out there walking around, right? There's too many people.
What do you mean, too many people?
You know, when I get here, it's kind of dead. Everybody's gone, right? It's like me, Jeremy, and Slim Fast. That's about it.
Yep.
And then Snow Cones comes strolling in about 3:30 with a satchel full of drugs.
Doesn't your show start at 3?
Ish.
Okay. All right.
Ish.
Cool.
Well, sometime after 3 o'clock.
So yeah. Relaxed.
It actually says that on the website because people used to yell at us.
Yeah. Okay.
I say, oh, you're late. You're late. And so I just said, well, then we'll just change it to sometime after 3.
That's okay.
It starts. And it ends what? Sometime before 7?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're usually gone when I leave. So, yeah.
Sometime before 7.
Can I just work on Tuesdays? Just on Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
Can I still get paid when I get paid?
Yeah, until they tell you not to. Like, I'm not going to do anything about it. Hey, I like that Aces song you played.
Thank you.
Now, did we play a song from them before,
we did.
Right? And
yep.
did they do a show for us or something?
They came through with Joy Wave a couple of times,
right.
And then they've been in studio with
studio,
me a couple
right?
of times.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, like they're four
so
Mormon
good.
Girls? Are they Mormon?
They are from Utah.
I believe.
So I just assume they are.
I don't
yes.
know. But they're coming
fair
back
enough.
In March.
Nothing like assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like assuming. That they wear magic underwear. Lazo, that might be the last time we've ever talked on the radio
the
together.
Magic underwear story?
Yes, way back in 2007 was the last time we've been on the radio together.
And do you remember the magic underwear story?
Of course I do.
Do you know that Mormons wear magic underwear?
I didn't until you told me.
They wear magic underwear, and they say it protects them from bullets and all kinds of stuff. They look like...
Like Long Johns, right?
Yeah, but they don't go, you know, like the ones that only go to your knees mm-hmm. and then like the A shirt.
Yes.
And they kind of go together.
Yep.
And they wear them. So whenever you see like Mitt Romney talking, you know he has magic underwear on underneath it, and I can never take him seriously.
Right.
Like an older reference, like J. Edgar Hoover and garter belts, right? Like everybody said that guy wore women's underwear.
I did not know that.
You didn't know J. Edgar Hoover was known to wear women's underwear?
No.
So he would be on TV and be like this tough guy, but later on in life, now if you go back and look at J. Edgar Hoover, they say, yeah, he wore ladies' undergarments underneath all his suits.
They don't tell you that on History.com or when you're watching the specials.
They should.
You just have Laszlo's special history.
I also have magic underwear on.
Right now?
Yeah.
You're Mormon?
It's lucky. No, but it's lucky. I think that's more. I mean, I think the Mormons wear it because it's lucky.
I feel like you're a boxer's guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Do they have fries
I
on them?
I feel like you might be a boxer's gal. Are you a boxer's gal?
I'm a brief gal.
Are you really?
You're not too far off, though.
Right? Are you like a boxer brief gal?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Jeremy?
I'm all about the girly, frilly, matching
oh, you are.
Sets. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All of my stuff has to match.
Really?
It's
even when you come
OCD
into work?
Thing. Oh, yeah. It's a weird OCD thing.
Hmm.
Just in case you get hit by a car.
And they have, like, lace on them or
some
something?
Some of them do. Like, today I think it's just some random color brief and, like, a black bra. But that's about it. But usually it's some sort of matching set.
Huh. I would have never guessed. I would have thought you more of a SpongeBob. Like SpongeBob panties or something. A little more whimsical, I guess I'm saying.
Today,
you seem more whimsical.
Today I am wearing socks.
You don't normally wear socks,
no,
right?
No, also, can we please talk?
Yes.
About this snow?
Yeah. Well, yes, please. I'm here. I know. You said...
This is like the worst in a long time, though, I hear.
Yes.
So I've been here, what, 16 years?
Yeah.
17 years? I've never seen it like this. Never in my life.
Is this a good omen?
I mean, I guess if you get through this.
For real?
Right. If you get through this without quitting or without getting fired or without just throwing up your hands and saying, I cannot take this city anymore. I'm done. Then you can get through anything.
But I love Kansas City.
Well, I mean, right now it's horrible.
Well, right now it's horrible, but it still has like that heart and that soul.
Well, I mean, there's people still, you know.
Still driving.
Out there doing their thing. And, you know, I like that feel about it. I like that Midwestern, you know, feel to it. But, I mean, also my pants are wet.
Right. From
because
what? Couldn't make it to the ladies' room.
From getting the snow off my car.
Oh.
You know, it all falls on your pants and then your socks are wet. Sucks.
That's a first world problem.
But, well, I think people in the third world also have problems with the weather. I think they're like, this sucks.
I think it's more
it's
like
very hot.
It's more like flies.
It's very, very hot. I think they complain like, my God, it is so hot.
Yes, I can see that. I can see that.
The weather seems to be an everybody problem.
I know, you're
times.
Right. At this point, like now, when I'm reading Facebook and Twitter and everybody is just like throwing their hands up and saying that there's like seven mindsets that you go through, including denial, bargaining, all of these things, so then
right.
finally get to April.
Yeah.
April's the nice one.
I always feel like opening day is pretty. Usually St. Patrick's Day is fine.
Yeah.
Like usually we're outside in shorts broadcasting from somewhere drinking beer. That, you know, that's kind of in my head. So it's got to be warmer out. If I have shorts on and maybe a sweatshirt and beer, that's usually St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yeah, usually around that time.
Right.
Mid-March.
And then, you know, opening day is usually fine as well. So, yeah, mid-March, April, we're almost there. You're going to be okay. You're going to make it.
My car, yo, I thought that I needed to get a new car out here, but that little Mini Cooper with the two-wheel drive, which I don't know which one it is, there's a little magic button in my car. And when I push it, it's like these wiggly tires. And when I push it, the car just goes, and it goes straight in a line.
Oh.
So I don't know what this button...
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
I call it the slidey button.
Yeah, I think it's like a stabilizer or something.
Sure, it works.
Right, but I don't know exactly what it is. Yeah, is that a traction thing?
Traction control? That sounds like something you hear on a TV commercial. Right?
Where's the little button? Where's your little button? I never would be able to find your little button. Where is it in your car?
I don't want to tell you.
Why wouldn't you tell me where your little button is?
Because...
We're friends.
It's by my legs. I swear to God.
Where? Like underneath them?
No, to the right side.
To the right side of your legs?
Yes. So,
yes?
It's a little to the right.
Right.
In case
A little
you don't
to
know.
My right or your right?
My right.
So hard to find.
Do you have to double click it at any point?
This is where
I want to turn it on and off.
Right. This is usually where I give up. Like, how far to the right? Where?
It's a lot of work. So much work.
Right.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.